Manny, I was having a beer with Colini on a patio in Ronzi, telling him about me work and money troubles, about how I had stopped writing and playing music, and he gave me a one-word response in between gulps. Manny. Now, a Manny is a man who works as a nanny, and I think kids are great. But I've only ever minded kids in small groups, you know, three at the most. And even that felt like complete chaos. So I told him the truth. I said, I don't know, Golini. 8 to 10 kids, 8 to 10 hours a day. I think I might lose me shite. No, no, said Golini while flagging down the waitress to order another. My friend, Manny, the English boy. He's a sports commentator. A very funny boy. You will like him. So Golini set it up, and a week later, I met Manny in a sports bar in the western end of the junction. Well, he wasn't much of a boy since he was at least 40, but he did have a boyish face and energy about him. He was an easy-to-like kind of a guy, and that's saying something because he had this posh, public schoolboy accent, which normally I don't like. But he was very down-to-earth, and he seemed to connect with almost everyone. And the pipes! What a voice! It just made you want to lean in and listen. Ah, good evening. I'm Manfred Marmalade Ham, but you can just call me Manny. We sat on the patio where you could still see the tennis match on the screen inside. Manny told me the details of what he did as a play-by-play sports commentator, and I had to admit it sounded more like fun than work. Then he gave me a demonstration using the tennis match. It was a qualifier between two unknown players for the Canadian Open in Toronto, but he delivered it like it was the finals of Wimbledon, with Federer and Nadal at center court. He started in a hushed tone, and when he got to the peak of the excitement, it still had restraint and class, but it all worked really well. Slight breeze from the southwest has just crossed the flags at the top of this historic stadium. Shouldn't affect the players. Federer, preparing for his second serve. His wife, supporters, here, back home in Switzerland, all around the world, holding their collective breath. Here it is. An ace! Oh my goodness, he has done it, and in a remarkably impressive fashion at that. We've witnessed something truly magical this afternoon, and the people of Switzerland, from Geneva to Zurich to the villages high in the mountains of Appenzell, they'll all be celebrating well into the night. Let's go to the on-court ceremonies to regale in the manufactured pageantry, which is something the English truly excel at. I laughed at that last bit there, and Manny chuckled as well. The qualifiers were still grinding away unceremoniously on the screen inside. What do you think? Manny asked. We talked a bit more about the details, and I thought, well, done in my own style, that it might be a good fit for me. It might even be fun. So Manny set up an interview. The interview was going well until I got into an argument with the interviewer. The bastard told me that me elocution was substandard, so I told him to feck off, and then stormed out of his office. When I got outside, I looked up the word elocution on me phone and realized that he might have a point there. A lot of Canadians can't understand what I'm saying. I thought about going back in and apologizing to the son of a bitch, but then that sounded like something Dawson might do, so I decided to forget about it and I went home. Now, as much as I hate apologizing, because that's admitting that you're wrong, and who the hell likes to do that, I felt I owed Manny, and maybe even Golini, an apology. So I invited the two of them out to a Spanish bar on College Street for tapas, and told them what happened. Now, Golini started laughing, which I kind of figured he would. But Manny? Manny was doubled over, laughing hysterically, with tears running down his face. Turns out, the interviewer is his boss, and Manny's wanted to tell him to feck off for years. He was so happy that he picked up the tab at the end of the night, and thank goodness for that, because we were telling funny stories one after another, laughing, eating, and drinking until they threw us out at about 3 a.m.